Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, sports history friends. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch podcast, live from the Pig Pen, your place for all things sports history. And by popular demand, people have been asking, hey, we need some more Sports Jersey Dispatch podcasts. And, you know, we'd like to having those little daily tidbits of what happened in sports history. So we're going to start this process here on this 1st of June and talk about some great events that happened in team sports histories. Now, some of the players don't have jersey numbers because, you know, after all, jersey numbers didn't come until, you know, early into the 20th century, sometimes like baseball, the late 1920s, till jerseys were mandatory. So not everybody has a jersey number, but here's some great events in baseball and other sports on June 1st. June 1st, 1917, Hank Gowdy, the Boston Braves first baseman, was the first active Major League Baseball player to enlist for service in World War I. His bravery and patriotism transcends even what he was also being the only player to fight in both World War I and World War II. Interesting facts about Gowdy: that he played for both the Braves and the New York Giants teams at two different times between 1910 and 1930. And he was a member of the 1914 World Series champion Braves, batting clutch 545 in the series and hitting the only home run in the series as well. He was renowned as a strong defensive catcher, and Gowdy hit 270 in his career, had 322 runs batted in, and after his playing career, Gowdy coached with three different teams in the majors. Hank had received votes in 17 years for induction in the Baseball Hall of Fame, but was never inducted, at least not yet. Keep plugging away for this legend to get in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Also, June 1st, 1918, Frank Baker turned a rare game-winning triple play to help preserve a New York Yankees 5-4 victory over the Chicago White Sox. The feat was even more dramatic, as being down by one, the Sox had the bases loaded in the ninth with no outs. Then Chick Gandel hit a screaming liner to Baker, who turned the rare triple play. June 1st, 1925, future New York Yankees Hall of Famer and number four on his jersey, Lou Gehrig, pinch hit for shortstop Pee Wee Wantage in a 5-3 loss to Washington. It doesn't sound like much, but that game was his first for Gehrig in a record 2,130 consecutive games. The original Iron Man, Lou Gehrig. June 1st, 1943, Pittsburgh Pirates pitcher Rip Sewell, number 30 for the Pirates, patented his EFIS, or blooper ball pitch, and this was a weapon of choice that aided him to a 20-win campaign for the 1943 Major League Baseball season. We thank you for joining us for this little bit of history break and hope you join us each and every day here. We've got a couple options for you to learn more about sports history on a daily basis. You can go to the Pigpen Sports Daily Email Chronicle and get a full list of what's going on at Pigskin Dispatch, the Sports Jersey Dispatch, Orville Mulligan, and a lot of what's going on in the Sports History Network. And also go to sportshistorynetwork.com for some more great daily history of your favorite sports and team sports. So till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for a reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com. Not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the Official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the Official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.